This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. That's how you can get in touch with us. Or you can hit us up on Discord. Discord, it's a little app you're going to load on your laptop. Maybe you'll load it on your cell phone, your tablet. That, along with your high-speed internet connection and a decent microphone, you're going to sound like you are in the studio with us. And the us in studio tonight is Chris.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
The nobody. I just like to call you Rich Paul, if that's okay with you.
You can call me Ray, or you can call me Jay, or you can call me Ray J, or you can call me AJ, but don't ever call me Melvin.
It's a trivia question. What were those commercials from?
I have no idea.
That was a commercial?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's before my time.
Yeah. It's almost before my time. I think it was in the early 90s, late 80s.
Yeah, that's something that pops into my head once every couple of decades. The last time it was, we were out standing in the middle of a traffic circle with a guy named 480. I can say his name now. And he was holding up a sign that was warning drivers of an impending checkpoint. And the police wanted to know his name, and he wouldn't tell them. And he'd made a radio call, so Free Staters converged from all over Keene to back him up, and I was one of them, and I got out there, and they're asking me what his name is, and so I went into that. Well, you can call him Ray, or you can, and they got so disgusted that they got back in their pig cars, and they started driving away, and I had a bullhorn with me for some reason. I'm yelling after them, are we still being detained? Are we free to go now?
So I'm trying to, my girlfriend, I don't know if you guys saw this meme. Memes are kind of fun, but they don't always translate into radio. But the idea would be for Colleen to change her first name to Frida and her last name to GoMam, G-O-M-A-M. So when they ask for your name, you know, Frida, last name, GoMam. Your name's Frida GoMam.
Yeah. Am I free to go, man?
So if anyone out there remembers a commercial that had the line, you can call me Ray or you can call me Jay, give me a call, 855-450-FREE, because for the life of me, I can't remember it, but I do remember the commercial. I just can't remember
what the commercial was. I'm sure if you searched YouTube, you would find it.
That is cheating, Rich. I do want a caller. That would be more fun.
I'm an engineer. Our job is to find creative ways to cheat.
So the caller can search the internet and then call in, right?
That's cheating.
But then the caller will sound very intelligent, so that's true. All good. But we do have a story that I thought was interesting. It does have to do with...
Miller Lite, according to the internet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
It does have to do with gas and the U.S. and
what kind of gas?
Trump. Natural gas, Ian. We produce a lot
what
of
kind
that
of natural
country.
Gas?
Natural gas. Natural gas is stuff that bubbles up out of the ground. The old dinosaurs.
Oh,
stuff that fermented from old dinosaurs.
It's amazing the things you can make out of used dinosaurs.
It is, and it's equally amazing the kind of ridiculous stuff that comes out of Washington, and this is a new example. Let me rephrase that. This is the latest example, because by the time we finish this, we're probably going to hear about some other absolute ridiculous renaming of something that we use every day, but Washington feels a need to do that. Washington is rebranding gas exports as, quote, molecules of freedom, unquote. So that's what your tax dollars are going towards today. This comes to us from the BBC. U.S. energy officials appeared to rebrand natural gas produced in the country as, quote, freedom gas, unquote. In a statement announcing an increase in exports, the U.S. Department of Energy said the expansion of a Texas facility meant that, quote, more molecules of U.S. freedom, unquote, could be produced and exported worldwide.
If you can't dazzle them with your brilliance, baffle them with your horse hockey.
There you go. Or the gas of geez, unbelievable. The facility based in Quintana produces liquefied natural gas, or LNG. The move was a clear indication of U.S. commitment to promote clean energy, the statement said. But the rebranding comes amid a Trump administration push to roll back climate change legislation introduced by Mr. Trump's predecessor, Barack Obama, who targeted vehicle emissions.
Whatever happened to Freedom Fries?
That was exactly.
They became French fries again once everybody chilled out about the French.
Right. But there was, and I think this story may touch on it, there was a movement on Capitol Hill to rename the toast in cafeterias as Freedom Toast as opposed to French toast. So, nobody was going to have anything to do with French.
People were upset at the French for not going to war with the Iraqis.
Yeah.
That was what it was after 9/11. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And,
we're not going to call our fries.
And the Americans said they've got weapons of mass destruction, and the French said horse hockey.
C'est mon Dieu.
Mean,
right?
Qu'est-ce que c'est? Psycho killers.
Oh, God. Shortly after taking office, Mr. Trump announced the U.S. would withdraw from the 2015 Paris Climate Change Agreement, saying that he wanted to negotiate a new, quote, fair, unquote, deal that would not disadvantage U.S. businesses and workers.
Well, if he's so concerned about disadvantaging people in the U.S., maybe he should end the tariffs that he keeps increasing.
Well, he should. And on this, I have to take the middle-of-the-road position in that, yes, tariffs are bad. Yes, I do actually think that Trump recognizes that tariffs are bad.
You do?
I do.
You think?
I do.
You believe there's an economist somewhere in the Trump White House that has actually explained how tariffs really work to Donald Trump?
I don't think they necessarily had to. The guy isn't stupid. He's crazy.
Debatable.
But at the same time, I think that he's using tariffs as a weapon to try to get the Chinese to take down the tariffs which they already had. This is a trade war that started in, like, the late 70s, okay? We're just late to the party because they've been charging tariffs on our goods all the way along. So at the same time, I would say that on balance, that's a destructive policy, and that it's better to just drop your tariffs unilaterally.
Absolutely.
But I won't say that Trump's strategy is universally reviled by economists. I think it's reviled by the best economists and supported by some of the lesser economists out there.
Yeah, that would be a fair assessment. There's no doubt, and if anybody is doubting this, that tariffs hurt the people of the country imposing the tariff.
Exactly, because they're a tax.
Yeah, don't think that some Chinese company is going to send Washington a check for $4 billion because, dang it, you tariffed us. No, you pay that price. You pay it increased prices. That's
interestingly enough, there is a theory under which foreign governments will do just that. So if they've really bought the Keynesian nonsense, then their response to tariffs could be, and I don't think the Chinese have bought the Keynesian nonsense because they didn't respond this way, well, we'll just subsidize local companies so we get to work anyway. That's what Donald Trump is doing with farmers, by the way. Okay? And the interesting thing about that strategy, it means that the Chinese actually do pay money indirectly to the U.S. government in order to satisfy that tariff. Now, they didn't respond that way, but Trump might believe some of the nonsense because he did buy back the support of the farmers by saying, I'll subsidize your business so we still get the work.
Right.
But that's an interesting question.
Everybody else has to then pay these farmers for something they wouldn't necessarily have otherwise bought through taxation.
Exactly.
It's somewhere. It's just a chain of I pay you, you pay them, they pay you, and
it's subsidizing the process so the Chinese can get cheaper cheaper products. That's what they're doing with the paying the farmers.
What do you think of this move to rebranding U.S. natural gas as Freedom Gas? 855-450-FREE. What do you think about tariffs? Give me a call. Let me know. This is Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into like an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about natural gas, or as the U.S. government now calls it, freedom gas, or better yet, molecules of freedom. This story comes to us from the BBC. I wonder.
But funny.
What's that?
I said ridiculous, but funny.
It is. It's insane. This comes to us from the actual news release that they did. I'm going to read just part of this. Quote, increasing export capacity from the Freeport LNG project, that's liquid natural gas, project is critical to spread freedom gas throughout the world by giving America's allies a diverse and affordable source of clean energy. So, spreading American freedom gas. What do you think, Rich? Come on. I was looking for that.
I think that is the most the most fragrant puff of rhetorical flatulence that I have encountered this week from the government.
And that's saying quite a bit.
Indeed. They are again, masters of the rhetorical flatulence.
Rich Paul once again delivering.
Yeah, full of it.
Said U.S. Undersecretary of Energy Mark L. Menendez, highlighting the approval.
What's an undersecretary?
I don't know. I was just going to debate that.
Is that
because,
like, a lesser secretary? Like, you've got the secretary?
The
but
dark underbelly of secretaries.
Well, you can't just have one bureaucrat. You've got to fill in all the potential.
You've got to have a hierarchy of them, or they aren't bureaucrats, are they?
That's a good point. So, yes, you typically have assistant secretaries, undersecretary, which might be second or third down the line. Assistant,
third assistant bootlicker.
Exactly. Second or third assistant secretaries. It just
an undersecretary is an executive government official in many countries, frequently a career public, they call them public servants, I call them bureaucrats, who typically acts as a senior administrator or second in command to an appointed cabinet minister.
Yeah. Wow. Leech. Provides nothing, just sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's all sorts of ways
top
to describe.
Leech.
Yeah, leech in charge. I think from our system of government, the important thing to recognize is that you said this was frequently a political position.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
not elected, but perhaps appointed. With all the power that, you know, you've been led to believe mm-hmm. that people in Washington are your representatives. They are doing the work for you.
BS.
They're not. And you might have elected one guy. You know, there's only in the federal government, what, 536 elected people?
I'm pretty sure I've never elected any of them.
Ballpark. You've never voted?
I voted, but I've never elected any of those people.
One candidate that I voted for won. It was Bill Clinton in 1992, and I was so
disgusted.
You were
just a youngin' then.
Yeah, I was like, I would have been 22,
mm-hmm.
and that I was so disgusted by what he did in office that my next vote was cast for Harry Brown.
Nice.
However,
that was 1996.
You got here, I'm good with it.
It's a nice redemption.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I have decades of experience voting for winners because I had not began to understand what this country is all about. And that doesn't mean I didn't understand the Constitution and how this thing is supposed to work. But there comes a point when you realize it doesn't work.
See, I was a minarchist up until...
That's a small government supporter?
Yeah, small government supporter. I believed in a minimal state that had laws against robbery, rape, and murder and nothing else. And my utopian position was that if we could figure out how, we should have that supported by voluntary means.
Sure.
But I kind of took the position that it was so necessary that if we couldn't fund it voluntarily, we had to fund it by force. And that was where I fell down. And philosophically, and what corrected me was working on the Ron Paul race twice and watching him cheated.
Yeah.
By not only the Republican Party, but also by the government-licensed media. And when I realized, that was kind of when I realized that it's not just the government misbehaving. It's the fact that the entire mess of the government and the corporations has become a military-industrial regulatory process, and that they have cheapened the point. They have destroyed the voting system mostly. We don't have any real control. And they made how they did that infinitely clear in 2008 and 2012 when they cheated Ron Paul, and again in 2016 when they cheated Bernie Sanders. So if the powers that be, the establishment as we used to call it in the 60s, can control the nominees of both major parties, they don't have to control the outcome of the general election. They can let it go to one of two acceptable parties.
Yeah.
And so there's no fighting them through the electoral system except by using it as a propaganda engine.
Mm-hmm. Well, there have been a number of studies and analyses and papers and things like that done by political science type people who really have labeled the U.S. as not a constitutional republic, but more an oligarchy.
It is an oligarchy, and that's why I say that what we practice here isn't capitalism, it's corporatism, okay? Mm-hmm. And corporatism, the first sign of corporatism, is the limited liability corporation,
right?
Okay? Because a limited liability corporation, the whole idea of that is that you should be able to start a business, okay, that operates doing more harm than good. That is, it accumulates more liabilities than assets over the long term, but then when it's called to reason and its remaining assets aren't enough to handle its liability, everything is forgiven and forgotten by the system. The corporation is offered as a straw man sacrifice. It's ceremonially executed, but it never had a real life to protect. It's not a real person.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure.
And the shareholders and investors are, it's a legal fiction. And
they call them persons. But yes, they're fictions.
Yes, well, a legal person is also known as a legal fiction.
That's right.
and or artificial person, as opposed to a natural person who is endowed by its creator.
This
by
is the crazy world
of
legal land and governments.
Yeah.
The idea that file folders with papers in them can be persons.
And
it's
it comes
crazy.
Back to freedom molecules again, because they think that if they change something's name, they can change its essence.
Mm.
And they can't. They can only change is perception. So their ability to change things by renaming them is limited by your gullibility as a people.
Yeah, and I'm going to ask somebody to double check me if you're out there listening. I'm going to assert that regular corporations, not just LLCs, have all the same protections that they do, but that is part of the...
When I say limited liability, I'm talking about the technical legal term for the...
Oh, I understand.
For not... So, yes, it does apply to a Class C corporation. Mm-hmm. It applies to an S corporation.
Yes.
It applies to a C corporate, to an LLC.
Don't forget municipal corporations.
And a municipal corporation
they
or
even
a
more protections.
That they do. 855-450-FREE.
Governments are just double O corporations.
What do you think? What? How many different ways can we provide advantages to some that we like and disadvantages to those we don't? I want to hear from you. Again, 855-450-FREE. This is
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has signed an abortion ban into law. The new law prohibits abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, which is usually after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Lawmakers passed the bill without an exception for rape or incest, which happens in about 1% of all abortions. President Trump delivered remarks at the 2019 U.S. Air Force Academy graduation, the president telling graduates they stand between America and its enemies.
You are the ones who will invent and define the next generation of air warfare, and you are the ones who will secure American victory all the time. Victory.
For the third time in less than a week, a House Republican lawmaker objected to the final approval of a $19 billion disaster relief plan that already passed the Senate. Making the objection on the House floor was Congressman John Rose of Tennessee. The bill will go in front of the entire Congress next week. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. We've been talking about Freedom Gas. How about that? Freedom Gas. That is what your government has expended a few calories and a few million dollars, evidently. I'm not going to say that they've spent any money today. The only thing that they did was they referred to it in a press release by the Undersecretary of Energy. And
that probably cost him money.
You're paying that guy's salary, and that guy is a bureaucrat. More than likely, and we'll have to double-check it, probably not an elected official.
Those
probably just a guy who sits around administration after administration, pushes things around, and, you know, if he has an opinion on something, he can probably just slide it in. You don't need to have laws passed, not in our system. Bureaucrats can just do that through regulation.
That's what they did here, right? They didn't pass a law. This was just an administrative regulatory change.
Yeah, and you would not have heard about it if you had not been listening to this show. I don't think that referring to natural gas as freedom gas or molecules of freedom is going to have a big impact on anyone's life, but it is certainly at least designed to inspire a little hometown pride.
Well, it's one little piece of Orwellian nonsense added into the universe of Orwellian nonsense we swim in every day.
Well, if I rip one out here in the studio tonight, I'll be sure to ask you guys how that freedom's smelling.
That about like Washington. I'm just going to guess. It is a sad state of affairs. But we're going to go to the phones where we have...
It's not a state. It's a federal district.
It is. Did I say state?
Yes, you said state of affairs.
No,
it's not a federal district of affairs.
I get it. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, it turns out that New Mexico, we have one of the highest rates of auto mobile car insurance rates.
This is an aspect of New Mexico somehow I've missed.
Now, is this one of those states where you have to, it must be, right? Because there aren't very many states where it's not required. I think most states do require drivers to have auto insurance. And New Hampshire is one of a small number that don't?
Only one that doesn't.
Is it the only one?
Yes. And as a result of that, I'm pretty sure we have the cheapest total cost of ownership for cars in the nation.
Well, I don't know if that's true because, I mean, definitely my insurance rates did go down when I moved here. There's no doubt about that. But on the other hand, I've heard that the registration fees can be very expensive in New Hampshire because they charge you based on the year of the car.
I've also heard
if it's newer, you pay through the nose.
I've also heard that New Hampshire has a very high percentage of people that have and drive with auto insurance. So this is sort of on their own volition.
A lot of the reason for that is it's more affordable here because they gouge you if you're required by law to have it.
Right.
Because the value you place on that is both the value you place on having car insurance plus the value you place on not going to jail, which can be very high.
And they know you have to buy so they can raise the rates.
Go ahead,
sir. Cartelize.
The reason why the rates are so high here is because they have to pay out so much money because of all of the car accidents. If you were to ask Farmers Insurance and ask their statistics, why do you charge so much? Well, because everybody here is running red lights, stop signs.
I don't think you get hit with insurance increases for running a red light or a stop sign.
Especially if you hit something.
Right.
Or if you were hit by another car. Sarah, thank you for your call.
She's constantly concerned with the automotive situation there, people getting into car accidents and such. But I'm pretty sure
she's on the payroll of Moms Against Cars.
I think so, too. We're going to stay on the phones, and we're going to go to Peter in Washington, D.C. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to talk about Julian Assange.
Yeah.
As you may know, he recently, there was a report out that he's on the verge of literally dying from his illness, I guess due to him not receiving proper medical care, given that he was essentially locked up in Ecuador for quite some time, and all the nonsense that has been going on ever since. They literally kicked him out.
Do you think it has to do with his time in the Ecuadorian embassy or his time in jail? Because typically you don't get taken good care of while you're inside a government-run jail or prison facility. Whereas if he's in the Ecuadorian embassy, there would be nothing preventing a doctor from coming and visiting. I mean, he could easily have visitors. I mean, it wasn't easy, but you could. You know, Pamela Anderson came to visit him there on a few occasions.
Right.
Media people came in, so if he needed a doctor, I think he could have gotten it easily while at the embassy. But now that he's in the care of the state,
said so. Or at least gotten the word out that he needed, a doctor and couldn't get one.
Well, and to be clear, his lawyer, his solicitor, I guess that would be the correct term, told the judge at Westminster Magistrates Court in London on Thursday that Assange was too ill to appear by video link from prison.
Wow, that's ill.
Well, according to Josh Signerson of News to Share, I got this from him personally last night. He says that his source near Assange, and it's an unnamed source, and it's not double sourced, it's only single source, so take it what it's worth, but he trusts the guy. He says that that close Assange associates are saying that he is being poisoned abused in custody.
Yeah, it says here that he's already been in their custody for 7 weeks now, And grave concerns, according to Sky.com, for its founder, this is from WikiLeaks, that he has dramatically lost weight during those 7 weeks. So it sounds like he's been spiraling down over just the last 7 weeks. So I wouldn't put the blame on the Ecuadorians for this one. I mean, his conditions right. at the embassy may not have been the best, but it wasn't prison.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. But I guess the essence of my call was to note how other, you know, journalists, especially this week, haven't been talking about what's been going on to Julian. On the contrary, you know, they've been obsessed for 2 years, right? 2 years, and continuing about this Russian nonsense story, and it just shows you the power of the state. And I think Ron Paul says it, you know, says it right, that treason is essentially, you know, it's evil. And an empire that lies, and they get you if you tell the truth.
The correct Ron Paul quote. Let me fix your quote there, bro. What he said is truth is treason in an empire of lies.
Right. There you go. But the essence again for mainstream media is that they don't show you any news. All they show you the news that they do report, it has to do with factions within the deep state, right?
Mm.
For example, Obama said this. Now it's Trump, and they go back and forth with the faction.
Yeah. And not just the deep state, but the entire regulatory industrial complex, because the major corporations are in on the game. Facebook is in on the game. Twitter is in on the game. General Motors is in on the game. The defense contractors, Lockheed Martin, they're in on the game, too.
I think what's really interesting, and I think I find it fascinating, I've always found it fascinating, but WikiLeaks was revolutionary. I mean, beyond revolutionary. We have always had the occasional whistleblower that would make his way out, and he wouldn't get whacked on the way out.
Yeah.
Going back to the Pentagon Papers is a great example. But we've always had conspiracy theories. You know, this guy told this guy, and so on and so on.
But imagine if they'd put Woodward and Bernstein in jail for publishing the Pentagon Papers.
Oh, they would have loved to, but
they wanted to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Supreme Court said they couldn't.
My point is that for the first time, we actually have factual proof. We have real documents that even our government doesn't question the authenticity of, and that's pretty powerful.
We've got the documents, and they're making the frogs gay.
Peter, thanks for the call.
Thanks for making that. I'm glad he brought that up, because it was in my list of things to talk about here tonight, so it's a good excuse to get into it. We can talk more about it, too, coming up.
Absolutely. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733. You can also hit us up on Discord. Discord, you can load an app, use your high-speed internet connection and your quality microphone, and contact us, just like calling in, on our 1-800 number. But you'll sound like you're right here in the studio with us. You can find out how to connect at discord.freetalklive.com. And we've been talking about, we were talking briefly about Julian Assange and...
Not doing so hot in the...
Not doing well at all.
The prison in which he's being held for, what is a 12-month sentence, if you recall,
right.
For not going to court in the UK. And then, of course, after he serves that time, they are going to likely extradite him to the United States. If he survives... in prison there, and apparently he's lost quite a bit of weight, basically wasting away. Now, what are the reasons for this? Does he have some sort of a medical condition combined with perhaps abuse at the hands of his captors, maybe starving him to some extent? Who knows what's going on here?
And according to sources that one of the few journalists that I actually trust, Josh Signerson of News2Share, is reporting that sources close to Assange are saying he's being poisoned.
Well, now that would be a very interesting way for the government to prevent him from having things to say at a public trial, right?
Absolutely.
So, like,
yeah.
He never makes it to trial. You don't ever get to see what his defense is, and he never gets to indict whoever he would indict it.
And when you think about it, their behavior is very strange. Now, imagine that you are facing a misdemeanor charge of, say, driving on suspended license that carries a year in jail. You're also facing murder charges in another jurisdiction, and you get arrested in still a third jurisdiction. They're not going to extradite you to the place with the misdemeanor. They're going to extradite you to the place with the felonies,
sure,
the serious things.
Right.
So what you would expect, and what you would expect all American influence to be pulling for, is for him to be, for the British to drop the trivial charge against him so he could be extradited to the United States, interrogated, and tried. The only reason I can think of for not doing that is you want him in a jail where he is not protected by the U.S. Constitution. And the British government has a long, proud history of torture and murder
the
Tower of London that goes back hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years.
It's not like the U.S. jail prison system has a stellar record of treating its inmates correctly.
Absolutely not.
Prison legal news, I imagine you've seen it before. It's a thick monthly newsprint publication that comes to this studio. Lance Weber, former attorney, Liberty attorney up here, subscribed me to it while I was in jail. So I don't know if he sent you a subscription of it as well.
But I really wanted one. Next time.
It comes here every month, and it is chock full. Month after month after month of just prison abuse, prison neglect, prison failure to, you know, whatever obligations they have to take care of their prisoners, whether it's scandals about the medical systems in these prisons not taking care of people appropriately, or whether it's a scandal about, you know, these phone systems ripping people off from top to bottom, just gouging prisoners and their families. I mean, these people get screwed over so many different ways. You know, Joe Arpaio is just this, you know, kind of historically bad sheriff from Maricopa County, Arizona. He's just scratching the surface.
Well, the thing is, and Rick Van Winkler had some interesting
comments. The local superintendent.
Yeah, the superintendent of the local in jail, and I had a conversation about Joe Arpaio one time, and he said, you know, the people who go through these supposedly really tough camps that Arpaio runs are, by going to those camps, they're cutting their time inside in half. And he said, you know, he's seen the footage of the sheriff walking through those camps.
Mm-hmm.
And what he says is that if they were really put out by that, somebody would have whacked that guy by now. So basically, they're trading their participation in this in this program.
I had not heard that you got time off for going to Tent City.
I hadn't either.
That's what Rick Van Winkler tells me. That could be wrong. I'd love to interview him sometime about it.
Well, either way, Tent City's been closed down, and Arpaio is no longer the sheriff, so it's over.
Oh, good for that.
Yeah, that doesn't mean it's that much better, but at least it's not as bad as it's been.
You got a presidential pardon out of all that.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons. I got some people on my on that I correspond with who still think that that Trump is going to drain the swamp, and it's like, no, Trump has become a swamp monster.
There's another journalist that we've covered in the past here on Free Talk Live, and the story is actually, oh, wow, it's actually a little bit older than I thought it was. Barrett Brown apparently got out, and I'm sorry, I thought this was new. This is actually circa 2016, so
wow,
he's been out. This is the guy who went to prison for 4 years for posting a link in a chat room.
Yeah, this had to do with Stratfor leak.
That's a contractor, intelligence firm.
Was it a link to WikiLeaks?
No.
It was, if I recall, it seems like there was all kinds
of a hack trove of information.
Yeah, somehow this stuff got out, and what was interesting was somebody posted on my stupid Facebook page, you know, hey, here's the link to all the hacks Stratfor, because it became news.
Sure.
I'm like, oh, wow, look at that. Here's all these financial documents. Here's all this stuff. Nothing that I found really interesting. But I'm like, I'll copy a link and paste it there. That act was what Barrett Brown ends up going to jail for.
For 5 years, or sentenced to 5 years. He ended up in a halfway house for, looks like the last part of it, but 4 years inside the Federal Correction Institute in Texas, Three Rivers,
so
FCI.
I'm not sure where it's at in the Constitution or in our, you know, hundreds of thousands of pages of laws, but where is copy and paste covered?
I'm pretty sure under free speech and the First Amendment to the Bill of Rights.
Right.
I mean, this is crystal clear. But what happened to Barrett Brown was like a canary in the mine to some extent, because it wasn't long after that that they put Ross Ulbricht in prison for life for programming a website. Also an act of freedom of speech. Programming, you know, typing into a computer, compiling some code into a website is now a crime in the United States. And we ought to be really scared about that. Further, you also had more recently the targeting of, it wasn't Craigslist, but Backpage.com.
Yes.
Also, again, people just running a website for what their users did with that website. They were held responsible for it. This is a frightening, chilling of freedom of speech on the Internet.
And that's
been a
long-standing thing that the a website operator would not be responsible for the actions of, there's a name for this, would not be responsible for the actions of its users or what they write. And
they're a common carrier.
Yes, but this idea that the government's going to step in and lay down its version of morality or laws that it perceives could be violated, it's insanity.
But Facebook opens a door to not being a common carrier by censoring its own service, because a common carrier, by definition, isn't supposed to censor anything at all. So as soon as you give up your status as a common carrier by being able to censor in the first place, as in not putting it on the blockchain and saying, I couldn't censor it if I tried.
Right.
That's when you become a legal target. That's when the government will use your corporate form as something they can attack in order to suppress free speech.
It's happening with torrents, for instance. Internet service providers, if they catch you torrenting a show that is copyrighted, they'll send you a cease and desist notice and say, we noticed that you were sharing the latest episode of Game of Thrones or whatever, and then they'll say, if you don't stop, we'll shut your internet service off.
Nothing new there. Mm-hmm. I remember me getting one of those because I was one of our kids at home in 2012.
Sure it was. Just blame it on the kids.
Let me tell you. Whatever it was like Teenage Mutant Ninjas. Something absolutely absurd. The size of the torrent of the file behind the torrent was like 105K. I'm like, you idiots. There's no way that could be a full movie. Come on.
Yeah.
If you're going to torrent something, at least get the whole thing.
Well, know what you're doing. Look for the feedback on the torrents.
Yeah. But
I think there will be a new torrent system coming soon.
The existing one does a pretty good job.
It does a good job of transmitting the files. What it does a bad job of is keeping its users anonymous.
Indeed. 855-450-FREE. We're going to talk a little bit more about the loss of your freedom, either by government hands or by end-user agreements, because if you've got complaints about Facebook, how they're treating you, you probably signed up, you probably clicked okay on something that gave them that right to do it. Should that be more closely scrutinized? 855-453.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.